This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Pedro Carrillo versus Missouri Department of Corrections, decided April 29, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals Western District. Pedro Carrillo, respondent, v. WD 86862, Missouri Department of, opinion filed April 29, 2025, corrections, appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Jackson County, Missouri, the Honorable Charles H. McKenzie, Judge before Special Division, Cynthia L. Martin, Presiding Judge, W. Douglas Thompson, Judge, and Joseph M. Ellis, Special Judge, the Missouri Department of Corrections, the DOC, appeals the trial court's judgment following a jury verdict in favor of Pedro Carrillo, on his claims of disability discrimination and hostile work environment under the Missouri Human Rights Act, MHRA, Section 213.010, et seq. 1. The DOC raises 3 points on appeal, all of which concern Carrillo's claim of disability. 1. All statutory references, including references to Chapter 213, are to RSMO 2017, unless otherwise stated. The MHRA was amended, effective August 28, 2017. This case is governed by the post-amendment statute. 2. Discrimination. 2. Because any error asserted by the DOC cannot be prejudicial error requiring reversal, we affirm. On remand, we direct the trial court to determine the amount of appellate attorney fees, post-judgment interest on same, and expenses to be awarded Carrillo. Factual and procedural history: Carrillo began his career with the DOC in June of 2014 as a corrections officer, Rorty Coi, at the Western Missouri Correctional Facility in Cameron, Missouri. At the start of his employment, discussions took place concerning the fact that he had congestive heart failure and a pacemaker. Because of his pacemaker, Carrillo obtained a letter from the chief of custody that allowed him to bypass the metal detectors when entering and exiting the facility, and instead be pat searched and wanded over with a wanding device. In 2015, Carrillo transferred to the Kansas City Reentry Center, KCRC, a smaller division of Adult Institutions, DAI, facility. Carrillo started off at KCRC as a COI, but was promoted to a Corrections Officer 2, Co 2, in 2016. While at KCRC, Carrillo again received permission to be pat searched and wanded, instead of walking through the metal detector when entering the facility. This was reiterated in January of 2017, when a new warden, Warden 1, 3, transitioned into KCRC and informed custody staff of Carrillo's exception to the metal detectors. 2. The DOC does not appeal the judgment entered in favor of Carrillo on his hostile work environment claim. 3. Pursuant to Section 509.520.1-5, RSMO 2023, we do not provide the names of any non-party witnesses in this opinion. 3. On July 1, 2017, the DOC's policy D2 11.4 went into effect. This is the DOC's zero-tolerance policy regarding discrimination, harassment, retaliation, and unprofessional conduct. Under the policy, staff members who experience or witness any form of discrimination, harassment, retaliation, or unprofessional conduct are required to immediately report the conduct. Similarly, supervisors who experience, witness, or receive reports of such conduct are required to report it to their chief administrative officer, and such reports are to be automatically sent to the Office of Professional Standards, OPS, in Jefferson City, Missouri. Supervisors who receive such reports are to prepare and send a request for investigation to OPS for review. Between 2015 and 2017, no one at KCRC gave Carrillo any trouble with respect to bypassing the metal detectors. This changed in 2017 when Carrillo began having daily interactions with DP, a supervisor over maintenance. 4. Carrillo's problems with DP began almost immediately. When Carrillo would bypass the metal detectors, DP would immediately say, "Why are you getting different treatment? Why are you being treated special? Why do you not have to go through this metal detector like everybody else? Why aren't you like anybody else?" DP would make it a huge production. He would call Carrillo names and tell Carrillo he did not feel safe with Carrillo there because, "I don't know that you're not bringing stuff into the institution. And if you have a medical condition, I don't feel safe, you know, that you're not able to come through or do your job." 4. DP was not Carrillo's supervisor, nor was he in Carrillo's chain of command. 4DP was irate and very indignant about it. He would scream and curse loud enough where everybody could hear, and he'd make sure that he caused enough ruckus that everybody heard it. This occurred every single time Carrillo and DP went through the metal detector area together. Carrillo immediately started to complain about DP, going first to his direct supervisor. DP's complaints were also presented to the then special assistant to the D.